Raptors Insider predicts that the Siakam trade is inevitable over the next few weeks ahead of this year's trade deadline, given how the Raptors season has gone. So we'll break down that report, including Jakob Poeltl speaking out on the current state of the Toronto Raptors. So lots of stuff to dive into. Before we jump into that, folks, I've been plugging for people to sub to our channel, but right now, the main news, the main narrative going around sort of Toronto sports is Shohei Ohtani potentially going to the Blue Jays. And I just want to give a little shout out to Jays Digest. Check them out right now because the Ohtani watches have been rivaling, probably surpassing the Kawhi level of hype now at this point. So definitely check that out if you're interested in Toronto sports. But let's talk some Raps. Let's get into some news. It's basically Raptors Insider has come out and predicts that a Siakam trade is inevitable. Now, the Raptors, again, people are sick of it at this point. I see it in our comment section. I see it on all the Reddit, the Twitter posts and things like that. But the Raptors have been in rumors for a very long time, and Masai Ujiri's been kicking the can down the road, sort of waiting to see how this roster could potentially play out, see how things sort of shake up. But with Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby, and Gary Trent Jr. all being free agents by the end of this offseason, you know, coming up for this summer, it feels like it's now or never for Masai Ujiri to either extend these guys, you know, build around this group something proper that truly indicates that this team can be competitive, can be an upper echelon team in the East, or retool, rebuild, whatever language you want to use, but, you know, kind of nuke up this roster, because currently we're in the middle of the pack, and it makes no sense to sort of go into the offseason, you know, with the potential of letting these guys walk for nothing. And this is basically where the perspective Michael Grange has come from in his most recent article, where he broke down to sell or not to sell the Raptors once again in familiar crossroads, basically saying that we'll see what kind of returns the Raptors do get if they decide to trade on pending free agents Pascal Siakam, which is beginning to feel inevitable at this stage. OG Anunoby, who might have the biggest trade market, as well as Gary Trent Jr. But unless the returns are substantial, it's going to feel like failing to make those moves earlier, the past summer or last year's trade deadline, you know, was a missed opportunity and a poor assessment of the capabilities of the current group. So lots of strong language there from Michael Grange, obviously a guy that has been wrong before, has made some mistakes in his reporting and things along those lines, but he's definitely one of the most locked in sort of Raptors insiders. And regardless of if the information that he spews out ends up going out into the articles is right or wrong, it's kind of the narrative that's being pushed by the front office, people within the organization and things like that. And frankly, he is correct in terms of the fact that it would be certainly a missed opportunity if the Raptors sort of lose these guys for nothing or we get minimal trade value back for these guys. But, you know, Pascal Siakam, OG, all not just one-year rentals now, you know, mid-season rentals and unrestricted free agents. We've seen that Pascal Siakam's unwilling to guarantee he'll sign an extension with a new team he's going to potentially go to. So the Raptors are unlikely to get major returns. And the three big rumor teams for a Pascal Siakam trade, you know, whether or not it's inevitable or things like that, is the Atlanta Hawks, the Sacramento Kings, and as of late, you know, report came out last night, the Indiana Pacers trying to get into the mix, trying to jump into the potential trade packages for Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby. And I mistakenly spoke yesterday about how OG Anunoby is formerly a Pacer. He was formerly played in Indiana. I think I said that overtly, but as an Indiana Hoosier down there in college. So that's a clarify that things along those lines. But basically, Grange feels like a Siakam trade is inevitable at this point. He doesn't really fit the Scotty timeline. We've tried to dangle him in potential packages as well before. So hopefully the Raptors could get some draft capital. I mean, if we could land a, you know, Keegan Murray, a Mathurin, or one of these types of prospects in a Pascal Siakam trade, that would be huge. But from everything we've understood and the current value in terms of the offers we heard, particularly from the Atlanta Hawks this offseason, it feels like Masai Ujiri would really have to put on his negotiating hat, would really have to, you know, finesse these teams in order to acquire that type of value. More realistic players are along the lines of, you know, Kevin Huerter, more of a Andrew Nembhard, these types of younger players with some potential, you know, maybe some draft capital in the future. That's what we can probably expect in a Pascal Siakam trade. I know some people reading the comments predict OG Anunoby's trade value is going to be a little bit higher. As said, Grange basically indicated that OG Anunoby has the biggest market because he's a guy he could slot into any contending team. He won't shake things up. Pascal Siakam probably needs a ball in his hands more often. You know, it's hard to more naturally fit him the way he's been playing the last few years, even though we've seen him in 2019 be that sort of number two, number three option on a championship winning squad. But OG defensively, 3-point spacing, all that type of stuff, can easily insert into a team like the Sixers, easily insert into a team like the Pacers, who are trying to make pushes in the Eastern Conference or in the playoff race, and not really affect anything negatively, not have the ball in his hands too much, but, you know, elevates their defense to a whole nother level, elevates their floor spacing and things along those lines. But again, I would be shocked if the Toronto Raptors traded OG Anunoby. Personally, I think Masai Ujiri has held him out of too many big trade discussions in the past to just panic and trade him at this year's trade deadline, even though he could potentially leave. He signed a new signed with a new agency looking to get more of a role, and his role has regressed this season under Darko Rajakovic. And then the last name that Grange has brought up is Gary Trent Jr., who at this point, also being an unrestricted free agent this summer, also having probably the worst season of his career since he's joined, worst season of his career might be an exaggeration, but, you know, his point totals are down. You know, his efficiency hasn't been too great. Eye test hasn't really shown the potential or lived up to the potential he showed in previous years on the defensive end. I mean, I'm still a Gary Trent Jr. guy. I would be very sad to sort of trade him for pennies, but, I mean, if you're going to let him walk in the summer and, you know, there's no real market for him, maybe getting a couple seconds, a super late first round pick, you know, might be on the table, might be in the cards, but again, very, very tough stuff. But let me know what you guys think about the Raptors sort of whole trade situation. Again, I know the rumors and all that. They've been teasing us for really a couple of years now at this point. Nothing big has happened besides the Acapulco trade at last year's trade deadline, but I'd like to know what you guys think in the comment section down below. But let's dive into the second topic of discussion. Speaking on Acapulco, as basically Acapulco has spoken out on the Toronto Raptors in a recent quote, given the team's struggles as of late. Basically, Pirtle came out and said, the mood of the Toronto Raptors right now, as it loses too frequently and mistakes pile up, it can't keep going the way it's going right now. I think we all know it's not horrible, but it's not up to our standards or what we expect from ourselves. And, you know, put it bluntly there from Jakob Poeltl, all Raptors fans would agree. It hasn't been horrific. We've had some decent wins. We had some games where they hype us up as Toronto Raptors fans, where Scotty looks great. You know, everything sort of falls into place. Do you see the vision on certain nights? But it's not there nearly consistently enough. We're not beating the teams we should be beating if we want to be an upper echelon team in the Eastern Conference. So, frankly, if it continues to go that way, as Jakob Poeltl sort of mentioned, things aren't going to be good. We're going to see some shakeups. This is the time when, you know, we don't really have another choice. We don't have an extra season to sort of put things together, make tweaks, bring in a new coach to see if things can get elevated. The Raptors are in do or die mode over the next 20 games, and we'll see what ends up happening. Their backs are up against the wall. We didn't have a great game against the Miami Heat, but we'll see how they sort of shake out tonight. I'll be here for the live watch along, but you guys are best to make this far. Subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. Again, the Raptors are its own thing now. We're kind of in a weird spot, and we'll see how these games sort of shake up, but definitely keep your eyes on the Toronto Blue Jays because we might be getting the greatest baseball player of all time. But I digress. You guys are best to make this far. I'm signing out. Cheers.